as you work on your recovery, here's something really important I want you to remember. Whenever a step seems too big, try using your own creativity to come up with a smaller step. And let me give you an example from my own recovery. After I got my diagnosis, I didn't know much about PDA. And I was fortunate, I was able to make it to a nearby library. And I found 3 books about panic disorder that looked really good. So I checked them out. I checked out all 3. And I brought them home, and I stacked them in the middle of my coffee table in my living room. Very prominent. But the prospect of reading these books about panic was just too much. It was just too big a step for me. So these books sat on my coffee table for about 3 months, unread. I would move them to dust, and then I'd put them back again. And during those 3 months, I actually made 2 more trips back to the library to renew the books. But after 3 months, I still hadn't read 1 word. Okay. Finally, I got an idea. I took the smallest of the 3 books, and I just opened the front cover and looked at the table of contents. And that turned out to be pretty manageable. So I gave myself permission to take a small step. And before I knew it, I was reading and actually enjoying the first book. And that led to the second and the third. And learning what I did from these books really helped me move forward with my recovery. So here's the important lesson from all this. Whenever a step seems too big, see if you can do a little brainstorming and see if you can come up with a small, manageable step so you can keep moving forward. Now, this applies to what we're doing now, too. As you're working through these pages, give yourself permission to take small steps. So remember, small steps keep us moving forward, and each step is a success. So now in the next section, I'm going to introduce you to 10 quick ways of lowering anxiety. I'll see you on the next page.